Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's good to sing about it. Amen. It's good to sing about it. You know, a lot of Christians haven't learned to sing. You know that? A lot of Christians haven't learned to sing. And I tell you, every Christian ought to learn to sing. I want my kids to sing. Amen. And that's why we'd get them up here when they were little wads and get them up here and get them singing. I think the kids ought to sing. Learn to sing when you're young. Amen. It will do your heart good the rest of your life. Well, that's not the message, but turn to Proverbs chapter 4, and we'll get into that tonight. Proverbs chapter number 4 in your Bibles. I heard that it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And it's supposed to rain Friday. Now, but we do live in Oklahoma, so that could change. Amen. And we're going to just pray that God will send that. Amen. Somehow we're going to ask God for the weatherman to be right this time. Amen. You think God will answer that prayer? I'm going to pray hard. He will. Amen. So thank the Lord. I got looking out there at that volleyball court, and I said, you know, if it rains, we're going to have a mud volleyball on Sunday. Mud volleyball, you know. And I tell you what, it's going to be an interesting, we get a lot of rain, it'll be an interesting vacation Bible school, amen. And they'll all walk in here with mud. We won't be able to see the mud, but it'll all be in here. And as soon as we pull it all off the floor, we look down and say, whoa, we had a muddy VBS. But we'll take it, amen. We'll take it. So, praise the Lord. All right, Proverbs chapter 4. Let's begin tonight, verse number 1. And just want to teach you something about wisdom tonight. And wisdom, listening to God's suggestions. Listening to God's suggestions. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 1. Bible says here, hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver unto thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible tonight. Lord, help us tonight as we look into the Word of God. And Lord, we ask you to speak to our hearts tonight. We ask you, Lord, to not leave each one of us alone, but Lord, to come and meet with each person tonight as we come to your house. And Lord, I pray that thy word would be opened up into our lives, that the Holy Spirit, God, would work in our hearts and our minds tonight. Help us, Lord, I pray, to put aside some of the things of the day in our life and help us tonight, I pray, to get something from thy word tonight. Lord, I realize tonight there may be somebody with a burden. There may be somebody with a heartache or a trouble tonight, and maybe nobody else knows or nobody else would understand, but God, you do. And I pray tonight, you lift their burden. and strengthen the Christian tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that you take the truth of wisdom and use it in each one of our minds and each one of our hearts tonight, that we'd accept the truths of thy word in our own heart. I pray these things tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak to you tonight about wisdom. And there's something very important in the book of Proverbs that I want to give you and teach you tonight. In the passage that we just read, there's two kinds of proverbs. There are proverbs that are commands, and then there are proverbs that are not commands. They are just principles. They're just suggestions. You say, what's the difference? A command is God telling us directly to do something. Can I tell you what? Every Christian ought to really key in on every command in God's word. I mean, if we forget everything else, we've got to get God's commandments. Amen? We've got to get those in our mind. We've got to get those in our hearts. Those are the commands. Notice, if you would, verse number 5, for example. Notice verse 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Is that a command or is that a principle? That's a command, right? God said, get it, didn't he? And you ever looked at your kids and said, get it, get what I'm saying, amen? Now, that's what God's saying. So this verse is a command. Verse 6, forsake her not. Is that a command? That's a command. That's a command. Then we go to verse 8. Exalt her. Is that a command? That's a command. Amen. And then we go down to verse number 9. Let me give you another example. Go to Proverbs chapter 14. This example is a little clearer. Proverbs chapter number 14, actually chapter number 13. Now, Proverbs chapter 13 is different. It is not filled with commands. It is filled with principles. Or, if you will, these are facts and truths that are not necessarily given as a command. Here's what we mean. Look at Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth the instruction, heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Is that a command or is that a principle? That's a principle. God's not directly telling us something to do in that passage of Scripture. He's just laying out a principle for you and I. Let's go on. Verse 2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Is that a command or is that a principle? It's a principle. Now, God could have said, shut your mouth. Right? Couldn't he have said that? Would that have been a command or would that have been a principle? That'd have been a command, right? So we can see from this passage, and the truth is, if you're to go through all of Proverbs 13, you're going to see this. Look at verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Is that a command or a principle? It's a principle. You see the difference? Verse number 5. A righteous man hateth lying. Is that a principle or a command? That's a principle, right? Now, God could have said, righteous men do not listen to lying, right? God could have said it that way, and it would have transferred over to a command. But it's not. It's a principle. Now, the Proverbs, and if you were to go all the way, we won't take the time tonight, but if you were to take the time and go all the way through Proverbs chapter 13, you'll find that there's not one command in Proverbs 13. They are all principles. They're all principles. Now, wait a minute. Preacher, what are you trying to say? I know there's somebody out there who's spiritual, and they're saying, Brother Larson, all of the Bible is God's command. And that is true, right? That is true. But why would God give commands and principles? Why wouldn't God just command the principle? Why does God just put the principle out there? And why does God give us some commands and some principles? And I think the key is in Proverbs chapter 4, our text that we read tonight. And I want you to go back there and look at Proverbs 4 with me. And notice verse number 7. And notice what the Bible says. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Now that word principal means chief or the most important thing. It means the very beginning thing. Here's something very interesting. That word principal thing is the same word in Genesis 1:1 in the beginning. It means that a Christian should start everything we do with wisdom. Now, here's what God says. There are some things in the Christian life that God wants you to not just do in accordance to a command, but there are things that God puts in His Word, principles in His Word that don't require a command, but they require our wisdom to absorb that truth and that principle. That's why God said, get wisdom, because you have to have wisdom for the principles, not just the commands. And may I tell you what, Christian? God didn't just write a whole book of commands. There are commands in the Bible, thank God, amen? And those, we should just obey God right off the bat, whatever command God says. The right heart is to say, Lord, I'll obey your command. But there are principles in the Bible that are not required commands. But can I tell you something? We need wisdom to have those principles in our life. So I'm saying tonight that both commands, you know, it really doesn't take a lot of wisdom to obey a command. You know, God said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Do you know that? You know what I got to do? Get me a pile of tracts, go into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. The commands don't always mean I have to have wisdom, but the principles in God's word mean I must have wisdom. And God said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Can I tell you, there are some Christians who don't like the principles of the Bible. They only listen to the commands. And I'm glad they listen to the commands. But hear me, the reason they don't want to listen to the principles is because they do not want wisdom in their heart and in their life. And may I tell you something, Christian? If you're going to obey all of God's word, which we're commanded to, then we've got to have not just an obedient heart, but we've got to have a wise heart. We've got to be willing to look at all the principles and soak them in on our own. You know, here's the difference. I'll use Titus as my example since he's not here. Amen? Titus, my example. Now, whenever the boys grew up, it was their job to take out the trash. As soon as Taylor was old enough, it was his job to take out the trash. He left and went to Bible college. Guess what? Titus got that job. We pinned that badge of trash on him. Amen? And sometimes his bedroom looked as if he could have gone in there and scraped up a bunch and put it in the trash too. He was our messy one. But he used to take trash out. Now, I noticed something about Titus. When he first started taking the trash out, we had to tell him every time, take the trash out. Titus, take the trash out. Take the trash out. After a while, we quit saying, take the trash out, and started saying, the trash needs to be emptied. One was a command, right? The next one, the other one was a principle. And it required his wisdom to take that trash out. Now, can I tell you, after a while, though, we didn't even have to tell him. He got smart. Amen. I hope he's still smart for his wife's sake. Amen. But hear me. There's a difference between, let me tell you something. A Christian ought to pass over from just doing the commands to having a hunger to say, God, even if you suggest something in your word, God, I want to know what it is and I want to do it. You know, Jesus taught something in the Bible without a command. And I want to show it to you. And take your Bibles and go, if you would, to Matthew, the book of Matthew, and chapter number 7. The book of Matthew and chapter number 7. And notice what Jesus taught here. Matthew chapter 7, and look at verse 24. How many of you have a red letter Bible? What does that mean? That means Christ spoke these words directly. Matthew 7, look at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto what? A wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now let me ask you a question. Is there one command in that passage of Scripture? There's not one command. Jesus did not give a command in that passage of Scripture. It has to take wisdom to follow the whole Bible, not just the commands. That's why wisdom's the principal thing. That's why wisdom is the beginning thing. That's why it's so important as a Christian to desire and hunger to be a wise Christian. So let me give you some points about this tonight. Number one, I want you to know where wisdom comes from. Wisdom comes from God and His Word. Wisdom comes from God and His Word. Take your Bible and go over to the book of James, if you would, with me. The book of James. Is it hard to see your Bibles down there tonight? All right. I was going to pass out flashlights. You can use your phone. You can use your phone if you want. I understand. You might use that phone light on there. Maybe that's about the best thing we've used the phone for today. All right. But go to the book of James, chapter number 1. Wisdom comes from God. God gives wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now God's saying, if you don't have wisdom, you can ask God for wisdom. May I tell you what, on my prayer list, I have a list of about 20 characteristics that I pray for every day, or at least most every day. And these are the characteristics I pray for: power, strength, compassion, zeal, integrity, love, joy, peace, patience, forgiveness, boldness, contentment, wisdom, dedication, conviction, health, selflessness, enduring, kindness, blessings, and surrender. Those are the principles I pray for personally that I want God to do in my life every day. And you know, God can give me those principles. God can give you those principles because all wisdom comes from God. Now go over, if you would, to James chapter number 3. James chapter 3, look at verse number 17. Beginning with verse number 14. I'm sorry, verse 13. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. That's the first characteristic here. A good conversation. A man that's wise is going to have good conversation. His works with meekness of wisdom. See, wisdom's not proud. Wisdom doesn't say, look who I am. Wisdom doesn't say, I know more than everybody else. Wisdom has this hunger in it that says, Lord, I need you more every day. I need your strength every day. I need your wisdom every day. Notice verse 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But notice verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. I like that. God's wisdom is pure. It's pure. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy. That's what they sang about tonight. Amen. And good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So God is teaching us this wisdom that comes from God above. It's a pure thing. It's a pure wisdom. Boy, we don't see a lot of purity today. We see the wrong kind of wisdom. This passage identifies wisdom that comes from the earth, a sensual, a devilish, an earthly wisdom in verse 14, and he characterizes this earthly wisdom with bitterness, bitter envying. You know, I think it's interesting God calls that wisdom. And I think I got to thinking about that, and you know, it's funny because a person who's bitter always thinks they're right. They think they're right, and everybody else has done them wrong. Everybody else has hurt them or said something about them, and they're right, but that's the wrong kind of wisdom, God says. God says that's earthly, that's devilish, that's sensual. Can I tell you what? You'll never have God's wisdom if you hold bitterness in your heart. Amen? Christians have to learn every day to forgive. We have to learn to forgive. You know, nobody will ever go through life without somebody doing them wrong. Nobody will ever go through life without somebody, whether intentionally or not intentionally, doing you wrong. You have to decide what kind of wisdom you're going to follow when that does. Because if you follow the wrong kind of wisdom and you allow strife in your heart and you allow this confusion. And by the way, wherever there's confusion, there's the devil. You know why? Because he's the author of confusion. He wrote the book on it. The devil is the author of confusion. And so there is a wisdom that comes from God, but we also as a Christian have to be aware there's an earthly wisdom. There's a sensual kind of wisdom. There's a wisdom that the devil can bring also. And God's people ought to be aware of it and say, Lord, I need your wisdom. We need it. You know, God's not going to come along and command us to do everything. He's just going to lay out the principle. It's for us to choose the wisdom. It's for us to choose the wisdom to grab a hold of the principle and learn it, to meditate upon it, to think about it, put it in our lives, and make that principle a real thing in our life. So wisdom comes from God and His Word. You know, I'm glad that God gave us His Word in written form. I'm glad He gave us His Word in written form. You know why? Because I can go to it every day and gain God's wisdom. I can know what to do. There are times in your life, especially when you're going to need a lot of wisdom. Here's some times in life when you need wisdom. Number one, when you decide who to marry. Amen? You need earthly wisdom. You need heavenly wisdom, not this earthly kind. Amen? When you decide who to marry, and by the way, when you're trying to decide who to marry, you ought to go ask the preacher. Amen? Hey, the preacher loves you. He's trying to help you. He doesn't want to hurt you. He wants to see down the road how well you're going to do. Amen? You ought to ask your parents. You say, if I do that, they'll say no. Then wisdom says, okay, I'll listen. See, wisdom doesn't always need a command. Wisdom is where the principle's set out there, and you learn from the principle set out there that God gives us. Amen? Like Jesus said, wise man built his house upon the rock because there's rains in life. And when those rains come and they descend and they beat on that house, you want that house to stand. And you want that house to stand strong. And so you can't just do the commands. You have to be willing to have a wise heart and says, Lord, if this is your principle, I want to follow that principle and I want to put it in my life. Amen? Amen? Amen. Wisdom comes from God. It's the principal thing. Here's the third thing about wisdom. When a man desires wisdom, he hears both the principles and the commands. When a man desires wisdom, he hears both the principles and the commands. I tell you what. Somebody who's wise doesn't always just tell you what to do. He just puts the truth out there. And you have to decide what you're going to do with it. And can I tell you, it's easier to brush aside a principle than it is a command. It's easier to say no because we say, well, that's not a command. You ever heard somebody say, well, that's not a command in the Bible. I don't have to follow it. Oh, really? But if there's a principle in the Bible, we'd be wise to follow it. We'd be wise to follow it. So I'm saying tonight that when a man desires wisdom, he wants the principles and the commands. And the greatest enemy that you and I have to following the principles is our feelings. Our feelings. How many of you have feelings? Do they ever betray you? Our feelings sometimes will tell us things that aren't even true. They'll tell us things that are absolutely crazy. I mean, you wake up some morning and you just had a dream about a blue unicorn. He came into your house and ate all your peanut butter. You know? I mean, you're going to have some crazy feelings, some crazy thoughts in life. And can I encourage you, Christian, don't live by feeling, live by principles. Get you some principles in God's Word. Get you something to stand on. Listen, Jesus said the floods are going to come. The rain is going to descend on life. You can't live by how you feel. You got to build on wisdom in your life. You got to take the wisdom and follow it. And there's a lot of people who don't get what I'm preaching tonight, and they follow headlong into life. And feelings guide them. You know why feelings is so difficult? Because it makes us make the wrong decisions. Yeah. And those decisions affect us down the road. So God's trying to teach us, hey, get wisdom. Get it. Grab a hold of some principles in your life and live by those principles, not by how you feel. Because there will be times in your life when you will feel different than the principle. And the principle, you have to say, now wait a minute. This is the principle in God's word. God may not said I had command me to do it, but it's in God's word. If I'll just take some wisdom, I'll follow that command, and God will bless my life. Hey, listen, don't follow feelings when you decide who to marry. Don't follow feelings when you decide where to go to school or where to go to Bible college. I believe it's a wise principle in every young person's life to go to Bible college 1 year. Amen. I think that's wise. You say, well, there's nothing in the Bible that says it. There's nothing in the Bible. You ever heard somebody say that? Now, I'm not trying to give you any extra biblical revelations, okay? But I'll tell you what, there are principles. There are principles in the Word of God that if we're wise, we'll grab a hold of them, and you know what they'll do? They'll build our house. Amen. And when those floods and those rains come, your house will stand. And that's why God teaches us principles. That's why God doesn't give everything in His Word a command. Because He's trying to say, all right, you need wisdom in your life. When you get wisdom, these principles, you can follow the principles. So I'm saying tonight, don't just follow feeling. Don't follow feeling. Live by principle. Find you the principles of the Bible and decide to live by them. They will never do you wrong. They will never, ever do you wrong. Years ago, I started tithing. And I'll never forget when I started tithing, it was very uncomfortable. I mean, it was uncomfortable, and I thought, Lord, how am I going to make it? You ever thought that? And then once you start, you see God bless and take care of it. And by the way, you can't outgive God. There's a principle in the Bible that says, give and it shall be given. And then there's a command about tithing. God teaches us to pay our tithes. That's a command. Amen. But you know what wisdom says? Wisdom says, I'm going to do what God says to do. And you know what? I've been tithing now for 30 some years. And some of you have been tithing longer. And can I tell you what? You don't look like you've missed many meals. Amen. It is amazing when you follow the principle how God blesses the principles. God will bless them. God will bless them. We just have to have wisdom from God to follow them, put them in our lives. Number four, wisdom focuses on making decisions that are good down the road. You know what our problem is in America? We are impulsive. We're impulsive. We want what we want right now. You ever gone through fast food and you have to wait behind three cars? It feels like it's an hour you're sitting in line, right? And if they don't just get that food out, our patience gets under our skin. Our impatience gets under our skin. It's quiet. There's no amens here. Last night. maybe I better just stay right here and park a while. Amen? But, you know, think about this. What'd they do before they had fast food? You had to go home and cook it yourself. Amen? Remember back when they had the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit? How many of you remember that? Get on the highway now, go 55-mile-an-hour. You'll feel like you're in slow motion. Right? Because we've always got to keep our impatience going. But I want to tell you something. Real wisdom says, I don't just want to live impulsively for today's need. I'm living for something better down the road. I want to live my life so that I'm blessed down the road. And that may mean that I may not have to have the best now. I may make some sacrifices now so that down that road, in the future, life can be good. You know, wisdom will protect your future. Did you catch that? Wisdom will protect your future. Your future. A wise man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, the Bible says. We have to have wisdom. Don't just make the impulsive decision. Young people, they get their first job, and guess what they got to do? They got to go buy a $30,000, $40,000 car. You know what happens? That crazy, crash that car, and now they got a payoff on it because they're upside down in it for the next 10 years. Right? When if they'd had some wisdom in the beginning, they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble down the road. Hey, I won't just get on the teenagers. Us adults do the same kind of things in our lives. We don't make decisions based on what's best down the road. We make decisions on what we want right now and what we want today. And hear me, that's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. Don't get me wrong. God's not against you enjoying the day. God's not against you living a happy and faithful life today. But listen, today isn't all there is. There is a life down the road for all of us. And God wants us to have wisdom so that that life is blessed. It's the story of the ant and the grasshopper, isn't it? It's that ant who worked all summer and stocked up their food and stored food away for the winter. And the grasshopper sang and played and danced all summer long. He couldn't understand why the ant was so busy working and stocking. Why don't you have fun? Why don't you enjoy yourself? But when the snows began to fall, the ants were warm, plenty of food inside their little hole. And the grasshopper froze outside. And can I tell you what? That story may be a simple child story, but boy, I'll tell you, it really is what we need in this world today. Wisdom. Wisdom. Do you have that wisdom? Do you desire that kind of wisdom? Because that kind of wisdom will bless your future. It'll protect it down the road. Number five, wise choices bring a Christian more joy. Did you know that? Your wise choices today are going to bring you more joy tomorrow. Amen. Notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 3. Go back to Proverbs if you would. And let's go to chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter 3. You still with me? Proverbs chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 11. Notice how wise choices bring a Christian joy. Proverbs 3:11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. See, a lot of life's troubles down the road can be solved by wisdom today. Wisdom today. Let me ask you something. Are you making decisions in your life based off of what's best down the road? Are you making those kind of decisions? If not, can I tell you what? Ask God to give you that wisdom. Ask God. He'll give you that wisdom. Don't just live for today. Oh, can I tell you, impulsiveness today will bring you trouble and heartache tomorrow and bring you sadness. But notice, this man who has wisdom, he uses his wisdom, and it's better than silver. It's better than gold, fine gold. It's more precious than rubies. And if you were to compare wisdom on one hand and put pure gold or silver or rubies in this hand, and you were to weigh them out, God says wisdom is far greater. Wisdom is far greater. It's because wisdom brings you blessings down the road. And everything in life, as a Christian, we ought to do with this heart that says, God, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise. Oh, we need wisdom every day, don't we? We need wisdom every day. We need wisdom today. I need wisdom tomorrow. I need wisdom in every decision I make. You do too. We all need wisdom. And we have to go to God and His Word. And you know, if our feelings defy God's Word, allow wisdom to step in. Allow wisdom to step in and say, Lord, my feelings defy your word. I'm going to follow your word. I'm going to do what your word says. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised at how blessed your life is going to be. God's teaching us to have wisdom in our life. Don't live for today. Don't live impulsively. I know people, boys, as soon as they get that paycheck, man, it's gone. Now, I understand if you've got a lot of expenses and kids and needs. I get it. I understand that. But, you know, I'm talking about impulsive buying. Impulsive buying. You get that paycheck and go down and buy 30 lottery tickets. You know, I saw a guy do that one time. Went into a 7-Eleven, bought a bunch of cigarettes, beer, and lottery tickets. It was almost $100. Can I tell you what? What's he going to have down the road? What's he going to have down the road? I'll tell you what he'll have. Cancer. Cirrhosis of the liver. And by the way, did you know statistics tell us that you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you do winning the lottery? That's true. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you do winning the lottery. Someone once said the lottery is a tax on the ignorant. I like that. Amen. Hey! You ever figure out People go to the gambling casino. Oh, I'm going to hit it tonight. Have you ever stopped to figure out how they pay for those big, beautiful casinos? Has that thought ever entered your mind? It enters our mind because, see, a casino is nothing more than a place that it connects with people who don't desire to be wise in their life. Amen. You say, preacher, did you just say that? I'll say it again if you want. But it's so true. And our society is built on this hope. People are making money off of people who have an impulsive mentality. I want it now. I want it today. And can I tell you what, Christian? Ask God to help you get out of that mentality. Grab a hold of the principles of God's word. Even if God didn't command them, ask God to give you wisdom to live your life, and you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You know, I've seen a lot of Christians in life. They're good Christians, and they're good people. They love the Lord. But when it comes to making decisions in their own life, they just have not grabbed a hold of being wise. And can I tell you what? A Christian, we ought to ask God for that and seek His word. Ask Him every day. His Spirit will lead us and guide us. His word will guide us when it comes to making decisions, especially big decisions in our life. Ask God for wisdom. Are you a wise Christian tonight? Are you pursuing wisdom? Wise choices bring joy. Unwise choices bring frustration and defeat. Don't live defeated, Christian. Live tomorrow by making wise decisions today. Think through those decisions. Ask God if you should make those decisions. I'll tell you what, I have not made some wise decisions in my life. I've had times when I didn't make a wise decision. And if I look back and I look at what caused me to make that decision, and by the way, it's a good thing to always look back and see what makes you make a bad decision. That's a good thing to do. I look back at that decision, and you know what? I look at it, and I said, I wasn't patient, and I didn't pray about it, and I was a little bit impulsive, and I thought I needed it right away when God would have said, just slow down, pray, seek God, and trust God, and follow His word. And you know, Christian, God desires to bless us. God wants to bless us. God wants to use us. He wants to use our life. We just have to say, Lord, help me to make the right decisions. I'm building a house. My life is building a house, not just living life. You're building something with your life. What are you building with your life? I don't know about you, but I want to hear those words that Jesus said in Matthew 7. He that heareth my sayings and doeth them, he's like a wise man who builded his house upon a rock. And when those floods came, the house on the rock stood firm. And oh, I don't know about you. That's the kind of house I want to build. I want to build a wise house. Let's bow our heads tonight.